What is up, guys, and welcome back to the Orlando's Wrestling Podcast. As you know, we are based on the power of podcast. Alright, so let's get into it. What am I going to talk about? Let's talk about the John Cena versus Shinsuke Nakamura match. Now, to be honest with you, I was really disappointed in this match. I mean, I know it was only on a SmackDown, but I think it could have been so much better. So much better. I mean, it wasn't a bad match. It wasn't a great match. Let's say it was a okay match. I think it could have been way better, but I think they didn't push it as much as because it wasn't on a pay-per-view. It was on SmackDown. So, yeah. I was just kind of disappointed. I don't know what you guys think. Write them down in the comments. Another thing I want to talk about is, as we know, sadly, Austin Aries left the company. I want to talk about this. What was up with that banana gimmick? What was that? I don't know if he did that on the indie scene. I'll be honest, I never watched any of Austin Aries' indie scene stuff. I just know him from WWE. The one episode I think I watched of him when he wasn't on WWE was an Impact Wrestling one when he unmasked himself as Suicide. I always thought that Suicide gimmick was kind of cool, and I really think they should really bring it back. I don't know who they would give it to now. I mean, maybe Low-Key. Ooh, Low-Key would look cool. I think Low-Key, like, maybe, I don't know. I know Low-Key just joined LAX. Maybe he could end up in, like, a month or two turning on him. Suicide attacks them all the time. They capture them, unmask them. It's Low-Key. Let's see what else we can talk about and ramble on about. I really thought I had this all planned out. I have a lot of stuff I like to get out of my head in wrestling. It's just, you gotta sit in for a couple minutes and just think. Think. What is up with that big cast and Enzo feud? I mean, not Big Cass and Enzo feud. What is up with Enzo Amore? What is he trying to do? Is he trying to be like the new Paige? Because, as we know, Paige will probably be coming back in a month. But what is Enzo doing? Is he trying to tarnish his career with the WWE? I mean, he's already going to be a jobber on a singles career. Does he just want to be a jobber and not be seen on TV? I mean, Vince has a lot of power. He could do a lot to ruin Enzo's career. And I don't even know if he even has an indie career. I couldn't see him as an indie guy. Big Cass, though. I really respect Big Cass, actually, right now. I mean, I love Enzo and Cass as a tag team, and I wish they still were. But I think they're pushing Big Cass pretty well as a monster. I think he fits so well. I mean, he's not even a monster. He's just a big guy. And I like the match with the Big Show. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I guess Big Show had nothing to do, so they had to put him in this feud. I guess they connected that they're both pretty tall, so Enzo could replace Big Show. I mean, Big Cass with Big Show. Kind of stupid. I would like to see Big Cass I mean, Enzo. Get a new tag partner. I don't know, like, off the indie scenes or whatever. I would love, though, to see him get a new tag partner. I don't know. Or, you know, the tough enough guy. I forgot his name. He won the latest guy from Tough Enough season. He's out with a concussion, so he hasn't even started training. But, I mean, that would be cool to bring him in. He was pretty big. He could probably replace Big Cass. Who knows? Who knows? Alright, what else can I ramble on about in wrestling? What is up with the whole thing with Impact Wrestling? So is Impact Wrestling, I mean, is Global Force Wrestling, like, buying Impact Wrestling out or something? Inform me on that in the comments. But are they buying it out? Because I really don't know what's going on with that. I mean, maybe Global Force Wrestling can make it great again. But I don't think they could ever reach what they reached when they first started with, when they had Abyss, Jeff Hardy. They started to build themselves back up with the Matt Hardy. There we go, that's a big thing to talk about. That's what we'll be talking about next. Yeah, so maybe they can make it better. I don't think they can make it as good as it used to be. But you never know. You never know what another company can do for another company. I mean, Jeff Jarrett, he might be able to do it. I don't know. Matt Hardy, let's talk about this. They won't be getting the broken gimmick. WWE should have never taken the Hardys from Impact. I mean, they didn't. Their contract expired, but the broken gimmick, I think, kept them alive. I don't know if it's just me. It might just be me. But I feel like I used to love Jeff Hardy. Now, I watched a lot of his matches over the network and all that kind of stuff. I love Jeff Hardy. But, I mean, I think they're boring now. I don't watch them a lot, and I think they're pretty boring. So, that's me sharing my thoughts. Today's a little bit shorter than usual, but, yeah. Remember, have the power of podcast, kids. Have the power of podcast.